Hello.
Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. Sir, we just conducted an opinion survey. We'd like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just to make sure we have a representative sample from your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Just the year?
56.
Thank you, sir, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. 5-6, okay? Thank you. Now moving on. Sir, and just for a statistical purpose only, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, but not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree?
Master.
Doctor?
Master.
A master's degree? Thank you, sir. Now, sir, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And is your race white Caucasian, a black African American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Asian.
Asian. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered? Are you registered? You are. Okay. As you may know, sir, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you, sir, to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote at the chance of 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
Certain to odd.
Thank you, sir. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? A 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated. What number?
10.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel, sir, that your vote has to create change in your community where you live right now? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? The 0 means your vote has no power, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. What number? How do you feel?
5.
5? Thank you. And I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Criminal justice reform, police violence, cost of living and inflation, student loan forgiveness, climate change, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, immigration, abortion, jobs and the economy, crime and violence, healthcare, or Israel-Palestine conflict. If you had to choose 2 issues for you when voting this year.
Abortion.
Yes, sir.
Democracy.
Okay, crime and violence, healthcare, let me see here. Voting rights and democracy, right? That's the one you're choosing?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means you don't feel neither, neutral, warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or never heard the person of the groups, please indicate so. Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 10, what number?
0.
Okay. And there is no right or wrong answers, okay? And if you never heard of that or don't have no opinion, you let me know, sir. I appreciate your patience, believe me. How about Democrats in Congress? How warm and favorable you feel towards them from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And Kamala Harris? What number?
5.
And how about Hakeem Jeffries? Have you heard of that name?
Yes, 7.
Okay. And how about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on. Sir, if the 2024 election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or an independent candidate? Or are you undecided? Or you will not vote?
Joe Biden.
Mr. Biden, okay. And if you have to choose from who would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, from who would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Or are you undecided? Or will you not vote?
Democratic.
And would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents? How do you feel?
Same.
The same? Okay, about the same. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or it will make no difference. The first trait or priority, it would be wants to build black wealth. Will you be much more, someone less, much less, or it makes no difference when it comes to your support that candidate for Congress?
Some more.
Somewhat more? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about is honest and ethical? Much more, somewhat more, so much less, much less?
Much more.
Much more. And is too woke? Is too woke? Will you be much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference when it comes to your support?
Makes no difference.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. Same question.
Much more. Five
racism and discrimination. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, not
much more.
Protects abortion rights. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less.
Much more.
Much more. And is effective and gets things done. Will you be likely to support a candidate for Congress who has this priority or trait? Much more? Somewhat more?
Yeah.
Much more?
Somewhat
more?
Somewhat
more. More? Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, continue. For each of the following priorities or traits, can you please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, a 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one.
Eight.
Yeah, but let me read the first one. The trait or priorities is wants to build black wealth. How well do you think that describes the Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And looks out for people like me. From 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And grows the economy. How well do you think that describes the Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10?
7.
7. Okay. And how about brings down prices and make the cost of living more affordable? One number.
8.
And secures the border. One number.
7.
And puts people over politics. How well do you think that describes the Democrats in Congress?
9.
9. Okay. And defends democracy. One number.
9.
Thank you, sir. Moving right along. Sir, next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each, please rate the statement on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, a 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and a 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? And we're almost done, sir. I appreciate your patience. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise will not have. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise will not have received if Democrats in Congress have not expanded coverage to me and the 2.7 million other black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. From 0 to 10, how motivated is that statement for you to support Democrats in Congress?
It's high motivation is 0, is it?
Zero is that statement, does it make you feel not at all motivated to support the Democrats for Congress?
Well, I go with eight support.
Eight, okay. As entrepreneur, I have been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to the Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing the black businesses' ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years, from 0 to 10. Zero means that statement doesn't make you at all motivated to vote for Congress, for Democrats for Congress. A 5 means somewhat motivated, and a 10 means extremely motivated. What number?
Oh, 5.
As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. One number for 0 to 10.
Eight.
As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under the Democrat legislation during the pandemic. One number.
9.
And as a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provides a real relief and help working families like mine to stay afloat during the pandemic. One number.
8.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Can you please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally? Okay. Now, the first one, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Second one, brought the unemployment rate down to historical low levels for black Americans. The next one, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Next one, invest $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Invested $12 billion on food assistance programs like SNAP. Send out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Investing in black small businesses' ownership and entrepreneurship, or none of the above. Any of those affected you personally?
The prescription costs down.
Lower the cost. And what else?
Yeah, and the student loan.
The student loan invested, let me see. They invest in affordable housing. Here we go. The student loan. Okay, thank you, sir. They're just only those two, right? Now, sometimes in service like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided? Or you will not vote?
Democratic candidate.
And which of the following, sir, which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? Here's the first one. We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. The second one, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty. Which one? The first one or the second one?
Second one.
Thank you, sir. And to finish this up, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. Now, for each one, sir, can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, a 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats in Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians. It will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement?
9.
Okay. Now costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion.
Taking a lot of time, okay? Almost 15 minutes now.
Just 1 minute, yeah, so I can use all the ones you have already answered. Now, just one more minute, okay? Every American, I'll speed it up. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws to lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered the health care premiums and expanding coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. One number, sir.
Eight.
Okay. And gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. One number?
Six.
Okay. And while Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have new generation leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard in behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress at the election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker on the House and continue delivering for us. One number, sir.
Seven,
okay. Now, just to finish this up, so for statistical purpose only, sir, okay, seven. We just have a few more questions. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on the scale from 0 to 10?
10.
10. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And sometimes in service like this, people change their mind. Sometimes they don't. But once again, it's a 2020 election for Congress will help today. For who would you vote? The Republican candidate, Democratic, or are you undecided, or you will not vote?
Democrat.
And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, Ray, how you think they describe Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10? Okay. Wants to build black wealth. How well do you think that describes Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, and brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
7.
A 7. Okay, thank you, sir. And are you, when it comes to your political approach, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very progressive.
Very progressive, okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Independent.
Okay, and do you consider, do you lean towards the Democrat or the Republican or neither?
Neither.
Neither, okay. And are you... how will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily layoff, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Okay. And for who did you vote on the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, and last year that was 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Is it 35 to 44, 45,000 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74,000? 75 to 84,000, 85 to 99,000, 100 to 249,000, or 250,000 more?
100 plus, 100.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, sir. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, never?
Once a week.
Every once a week. Thank you, sir. Very kind for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. I appreciate your time, sir. Believe me, big help.